Discussion of NES science, non-real entitic science. Contemplating how or why we exist or where we came from inevitably leads to the concept of non-reality or non-existence, which is utterly impossible to imagine since one would first have to remove the stars, the planets, and ourselves, leaving only empty space. This seems to be possible to conceive, apart from the difficulty of answering the question of just how far the space reaches, and trying to imagine this condition to be infinite. Our minds cannot get around such a concept because of the container conundrum. Space cannot be either limited nor unlimited, but when you try to imagine the very space as not existing, nor the space for the space itself, our minds go into full arrest. Yet we continue to use non-existence as a balance for existence because it is such an obvious conceptual default. One would even argue that if nothing existed, there would be no need for such a concept because that too would be gone. Thus, the first NES law, unreality is the lack of existence of the lack of existence, largely an exercise in semantics, oxymorons, and double negatives. The main features of NES law would be that the condition of non-existence must be respected as a balancing factor and also an overriding factor in that we must somehow exist without doing so in a truly material sense. We must be strictly ethereal. As in the case with the laws of reality and entitic science, there is much overlapping and redundancy, and it is fairly obvious that these things cannot truly be communicated. They are primarily written in this point form to dismiss many of the currently held views, such as a beginning to life and the universe, material or matter as our founding evolution, and the belief that anything is real beyond thought. Namron Sore.